This is Twit.
The new OnePlus 5. OnePlus is a great story. It was started by, and I'm not sure, is it owned by Oppo or are they just big investors?
I believe they are big investors.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird. Oppo, which made continues to make the best Blu-ray players and great stereo equipment, decided they wanted to do phones. They spun out a division called OnePlus. See, get it?
O-P-P-O.
O-P.
Fingerprints on it.
And the OnePlus One, they got a little heat for their weird marketing on the OnePlus One and the invitation
yeah.
system and all that. But I have to say, the OnePlus One was a great phone, great battery life, and a great value. They've improved it again and again, and now here's the OnePlus 5, brand new. Now, somehow, Father Robert, is that your screensaver? What is that? That's pretty.
That is the wallpaper. That is the stock wall, or
oh, the
default wallpaper that comes with it. And look at these pretty icons, and look at this mess of a screen I made last night.
Well, I'll tell you what, Father Robert Ballester, who cares so much about this, as you may know, he has taken a vow of silence as part of his, he's a priest, he's a Jesuit priest, he's part of the deal somehow, and they do the thing called the tertianship, and he can't speak for 3 months, except he got the OnePlus 5, and here's his email. He says, my superior allowed me out of silence and gave me back my laptop so I could edit this review and upload it. With some bandwidth, I'm piggybacking off of an adjoining office. That's okay. That's a venial sin. That's okay. You just mentioned it at confession this Sunday. I'll be giving back my laptop tomorrow, today, at noon. So if you need any changes, get them to me now with the email header before silence. That's how he'll know, because he's not allowed to read email. Once I'm back in silence, I'm not going to be back till August. But we will look forward to getting Father Robert back. And this, my friends, his last review of the OnePlus 5.
This is the 5. The new phone from OnePlus, the scrappy manufacturer of low-price, high-functionality phones that offer flagship features at about half the price of the more popular flagship phones. The 5 features a 5.5-inch 1080p AMOLED display under Gorilla Glass 5, run by an Adreno 540 GPU. Processing power is provided by an 8-core Snapdragon 835, supported by 6 or 8 gigabytes of LPDDR4X system memory and 64 or 128 gigabytes of storage running UFS 2.1. Internally, the 5 supports 34 network bands and a dual SIM tray, making it a true world phone, as well as Bluetooth 5.0, NFC, GPS, GLONASS, Baidu, and dual band 802.11 ABGNAC, with 2x2 MIMO. The 5 is constructed from anodized aluminum and measures 152.7 millimeters by 74.5 millimeters by 7.25 millimeters thick and weighs 152 grams. It has all the fineries you've come to expect on a high-end phone. Fingerprint, accelerometer, gyroscope, proximity, ambient light, magnetic, capacitive touch hardware keys, 3 mics with noise cancellation, and a physical switch for sound profiles, USB-C connector, and a 3.5 millimeter combo audio jack. Thanks to the 8-core Qualcomm processor and the GPU, the OnePlus is fantastically responsive. Graphics are smooth, fingerprint recognition is immediate, and apps load quickly thanks to the dual-channel NAND flash. With an AMOLED screen and 3 user-selectable color profiles, you'll also find the 5 has both a usable outdoor screen and spot-on color reproduction, perfect for the shutterbug who wants their final image to look like what they see on screen. Even with a significant increase in GPU and CPU power, the OnePlus claims 20% more battery life for the 5 over the 3T. And my real-world use suggests that estimate might be conservative. Of course, battery life is subjective, and you can drain the 5 in less than a day, but I was able to use my review unit for 2 days and still have enough power for days of light usage. If that's not good enough for you, the 5 also supports 20-watt dash charging, which can bring your 3300 mAh battery from 0 to 90% in about an hour. All of this starts at $479. Of course, we've been here before. OnePlus made its bones by offering high-end features for a budget phone price, and the ergonomic design, responsive OS, and full feature set still has us wondering if OnePlus fixed the one glaring flaw in their previous phones, the camera. So this time around, OnePlus partnered with high-end camera experts DxO to give us something better. The question is, did they succeed? It's promising on paper. There are 3 cameras on the 5, a front-facing fixed-focus 16-megapixel Sony IMX371 with EIS, a rear-facing wide-angle 16-megapixel Sony IMX398 with EIS, and a rear-facing telephoto 20-megapixel Sony IMX350. More important than the sensors is what they've done with them. They improve the glass and the focusing software. The main camera captures 34% more light, and the autofocus locks in 40% more quickly, avoiding the soft focus and constant refocusing of the 3T. DxO provided some of their image magic to clear up the noise in images by comparing multiple shots and removing artifacts and inconsistencies. And Pro Mode, along with the ability to shoot in RAW, gives expert users control over every aspect of their shot, from ISO to white balance, focus, and exposure, all with an on-screen histogram to guide the user. For video, the front-facing camera can shoot 720p and 1080p at 30 frames per second, while the rear camera can do 720p 30, 1080p 30 and 60, 4K at 30, and slow motion 720p at 120 frames per second. Shooting side-by-side with the OnePlus 3T, the 5 was a whole new experience, from the much-improved UI to the sharper images and more stabilized video. The thing about playing with the OnePlus 5 is that you never feel tempted to justify its capabilities by pointing out that it costs one-half to two-thirds of a high-end mobile, because it is a high-end mobile. In fact, OnePlus has been in the rarefied air of upper-tier phones since the 3. The addition of an incredibly competent camera makes the 5 not just the economical choice, but the smart choice for Android lovers who don't want to pay a premium for a brand. For the complete review of the OnePlus 5, watch KnowHow at twit.tv/KH. I'm Father Robert Ballasair, the digital Jesuit, for Twit TV.
Thank you, Robert, for coming out of silence and doing that. We really appreciate it. And one of the things Robert's great at is getting all the specs laid out. Oh, so yeah. Now we know about this phone. And I have to say, I agree with him. The OnePlus 1 was a battery life hero. Now, Flo, you've had this not for about as long as Robert has, about 5 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, when I picked it up, I felt pretty good. But what do you think? How do you feel
about
this?
Would you like to hold it?
Yeah, I would, actually. It feels really nice. You have a soft touch black, matte black back.
And that's because this is the 8 gigabyte version, which you can get for an extra $60.
Which might be worth it because it's not only 8 gigabytes of RAM. I don't know if anybody needs that compared to 6.
No, you don't.
6 seems plenty. But you do get 128 gig storage.
Yes, you do.
Right?
So you'll get double the storage, and it has no expansion slot, so that's something you might want to consider.
Yeah.
It's also worth noting that while there is a 3300 milliamp battery inside, it's only powering a 1080p screen.
Ah, and that's how the OnePlus 1 saved,
which is fine,
This is high def.
You don't need 2K, peeps.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But the other sort of caveat is that although the photo samples that Padre was showing off were pretty nice, this thing doesn't have optical image stabilization.
Yeah, EIS, not
optical. Which I'm just not. I like having the physical ability to sort of zoom in and capture the photo, you know.
Well, and more than that, in low light, it's going to perform a lot better if you have optical.
Absolutely.
And this does not.
It's a little finicky
now,
in lower light situations.
What is it doing with the two lenses? That's interesting. Is it like the Apple iPhone where it just uses one as a zoom and one is a
yeah. One? If you'd like maybe a deeper depth of field, you'd use the 20 megapixel. Father Robert said, it is a bigger lens focal point, so it's a 40 millimeter versus the 24 millimeter that's on the primary 16 megapixel.
It's kind of like a zoom.
Yeah, that's the one that does the portrait mode exclusively.
Right.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. It's like the iPhone 7's portrait mode. And I haven't had much success with it yet, but to be fair, it's because I was shooting mostly in low light, so we'll see how we do in sunlight.
So, it didn't sound like you were crazy about the cameras, though.
I mean, I've been using a Galaxy S8 and a Pixel XL for a very long time.
Those are excellent. Those are the top of the line.
I can't go any lower than that.
Yeah. And these are not as good as the Pixel or the
S8. No, but it's also a fraction of the price.
Right.
A major
about,
fraction of the price.
It's about half the price, yeah.
Yeah, at $480.
The other thing I like that those other two don't have is this physical silence button.
Oh, it's
I always
so great.
Thought that was a great feature of the OnePlus.
You just reminded me I needed to turn that on to do not disturb, actually.
Yeah. It's upside down from my... I would think that down would be off and up would be on. It's the other way around. But nevertheless, it's nice to have a physical on-off switch, especially if you forget to silence your phone and you're in court or you're in a business meeting and it's and you go, oh, let me silence that, and it's silent.
Absolutely.
Which is nice.
Also,
it feels good if it's got a high-end processor, the 835.
That's
it's
right.
It's got more RAM than any phone
six
on the market.
Six gigs off the bat.
You don't get any better from eight, right? I mean, who uses eight?
I mean, if you're crazy into hacking and maybe
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced six is better than four, but this must feel very smooth. It doesn't
slow down.
Yeah.
The UI is so smooth. I mean, even compared, I'm sorry, to the Pixel XL, it's a very nice smooth feel, very light as you can sense it. Fingerprint sensor, very fast, even though it's on the front.
It's front, which I'm not crazy about. I really do like how the Pixel has the rear fingerprint
Absolutely.
Sensor.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are used to front. Samsung puts it on the front. Is it a physical? No, it's a moving button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a home button, and then there's capacitive buttons, which I will say I was getting very annoyed with.
Really?
Because I kept bumping them while playing, you know, games on screen with the on-screen controls.
Yeah.
So my thumb kept bumping
them.
So
you like the way the S8 does it?
I actually prefer the Pixel, but that's because right. I am of the old school belief that bezels are there for a reason. They're a buffer for those of us who use the bumpers at the bowling alley.
Well, this is not a bezel-free phone. I mean,
no.
It has bezels top and bottom, although not much on the side. So overall, I mean, you got to include price when you review this phone because it is such a low price.
$479.
I mean, that is a great deal.
But no water resistance, by the way.
So you're going to give up water resistance.
Yes.
You're going to give up a great camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's capable.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad.
But you're not as good.
It's not the best.
Screen resolution is lower. It's not. Is it OLED or is it IPS? I can't tell from looking
at it. I don't want to misspeak on this. I believe it's IPS.
I think it's IPS,
wrong.
Yeah. And that's probably one way that they can keep the battery life so high. I
got to
say, the battery life is a big seller for me. How's that experience been for you? Pretty good?
Well, I've heard mixed. It's been fine for me, but I'm also maybe not as heavy as a phone user as other people.
Yeah. What Robert showed was remarkable. He was getting four-day battery.
I mean, again, lower resolution screen, bigger battery than what you normally get on a flagship. Most things come at 3,000 milliamps, so.
Would you recommend this phone? Somebody who's price sensitive and can give up
absolutely.
On those?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's flagship specs for a non-flagship price.
Now, a couple of things you should be aware of. You saw the article in XDA Developers. They said, once again, OnePlus has done this before, they are tuning performance when they see a benchmark. They effectively cheat by improving performance just for that benchmark. That's why XDA Developers says, we are not going to give you numbers, performance numbers, because we don't think those results are fair. They're misleading.
Can we show the graphs? I believe there's some graphs on this page. Perhaps if I work, there we go. So that red is the one with. We showed this in All About Android earlier this week, and that red is the one where it's cheating, and that is compared to what the benchmarks are supposed to be.
See, if you left the CPU frequency that high all the time, you'd have no battery life, it would overheat. But you can do it just for Geekbench to say, well, let's get the best result. So don't pay any attention to Geekbench numbers. Having said that, I don't know why they do this. It's a perfectly fast phone.
Yes, and they everybody's got this processor if you're...
Yeah, 835 is an 835.
Everybody's got it.
All right. OnePlus, just knock that off, okay? Otherwise, though, pretty impressive phone.
Yes.
Especially if you're in the market for a phone. Maybe you want to wait because you know the new Pixel is going to come out later this year. Or maybe you want a Note 8 and that'll be out later this year.
Or maybe you're on Verizon or Sprint because you actually can't use this phone if you're on Verizon and Sprint, even though it does have the compatible bands.
It's GSM only.
Well, it's not GSM only because apparently it works overseas on the CDMA networks, but they didn't do testing or certification here in the U.S. for Sprint and Verizon.
Oh, so they just can't turn it on. So it's AT&T, T-Mobile, Google Fi,
any other pay-as-you-go service.
All right. I'm excited about it, but I'm not trading in my Google Pixel XL.
No. Well, also Samsung because you'll
Galaxy
get the best
S8.
Updates on that one.
Oh, that's another question the chat room wanted to know. What is the update status on the OnePlus? Have they made a commitment to taking Google's security patches?
No.
They have not.
No. I mean, I believe we just got a security patch on the OnePlus 3 from a couple of months ago.
Oh, that's not good. I have to say, I just got on my S8. I just got the June patch. Not as fast as the Pixel.
Well,
but that's good. At least they're keeping up to date on the security patches.
I don't have it on my unlocked one, by the way.
Oh, that was
AT&T.
But
I do on the Verizon one.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. So another reason to have a Pixel, especially with Android, I think it's important.
It's
that you get
the hand of Google.
Those regular security updates.